Morning, we're continuing Chayodim Mekhal Samazayin, and we're learning Simchas, and we left off discussing calling a parent by their first name, which is also to do so. The question, which is by their name, which is also to do so. The question is, if somebody asks for the parent's name, how does one say that? So if a person introduces the name with adding the title of my father, so he could say that I am Elio Ben, and he says his father's name. Avi Murray Zev Shmuel. Or he could say Reb Pliny, he's giving some title of Toyar to the father. And so that is Mutter. In general, even if he's not asked, if he needs something, he needs to mention his father's name, he should always add the title of my father, Avi, or maybe even Avi Murray, but Avi really is sufficient. We find that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta said, Abba Chalafta, my father Chalafta, so he introduced his father's name with the word Abba, and that was sufficient to be matarit. Ramosha, when he talks about this, raises a question: do you have to say the title first? The examples of the Gemara are Abba Chalafta, so it sounds like you have to say the word Abba first. But he's medayik from the Gra that even if you would add the word, say, Beryl my father, Beryl Ovi, would also be sufficient. Even if he adds the title after the father's name, it is also sufficient. Now, what about calling somebody else with the name who has the same name as the father? So the person's father's name is Reuven, and he has a friend named Reuven, and his father is standing there and he says, Reuven. So his father looks up, like, oh, you're calling the son. Is that inappropriate to refer to his friend by name in front of the father? When the father is present, it sounds like he's saying the father's name. Or alternatively, you have a situation where the father's name is a unique name, and the father's not even there, but he says that name referring to another individual, but people think he's referring to his father because it's so unique that they assume he's referring to his father, but really he's referring to somebody else. Is that a lack of derech eretz for the father? Hoyashem aviv kishem acher. If the father's name is similar to somebody else's name, Shem Pili, it's a unique name, Shem Regilimboy, which is not a common name. Shlobafonov Yesh Matirim. If the father's not there, so in other words, if the fellow's name is the individual, the father's name, and this individual have the same name, and the individual is present, since it's such a unique name, when people hear it, when the father hears it, he assumes it's referring to him because it's a unique name. So the son is calling his name. So in the presence of the father, you cannot call that other individual by that individual's name. In the presence of the father, but not in the presence of the father. The Chayyim says Yesh Matir, which means he's bringing that halacha l'maisa. You can be samech on that shita. V'cheinim hu shem shurigilim boi ben harbe ben yadam. Kan Avraham Yitzchak v'kiyotze boi. Yesh Matirim likra b'hem acherim afila b'fonav. Likras b'hem acherim afila b'fonav. So, the father's name is Reuven, and he has a friend named Reuven. And the father's standing there and he says, hey Reuven. People understand he's not referring to the father because it's such a common name. Why? Just because he said Reuven doesn't mean the father. He can mean somebody else. So the Chayyim brings that there's Yesh Matirim, and again, he's bringing it because he says we can mean some on that shita that's not considered a lack of derech eretz to the father to even seem for a second like he's referring to the father by name, because he's not really, it's obvious to people he's not referring to the father, he's referring to this other individual.
Another
Some say that Befanov, it's Usr, even if it's a common name, it's still Usr, but the minhag is to be Mekel, and therefore the Chayadim assumes that that will, Mechila will help. So we said before, Mechila, to call a father by his name, that doesn't work. That's a lack of Mura. Here it's a question of, it's not a lack of Mura, but it can be misinterpreted, and therefore it's a problem. So for that, Mechila will help. Have a good day.